Today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Dalet. Now we are 18 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Pam Achas, Lo Nichnesu Linama V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadia ben Miriam Leah, and Shoshana Tova Bas Esther. Today's daf is also being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Avram ben Yubadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Chumen, specifically the halacha that states that if somebody finds himself outside of the Tchum, whether he went outside of the Tchum b'mezid, whether he went b'shoigig, whether he went b'oynis, whether he went b'ratzen, the halacha is he's confined to his dalet ames. He's not allowed to walk outside of his dalet ames. The Mishnah mentioned a machloikis between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah on the one hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Kiva on the other hand, with regards to somebody that was forced outside the Tchum, and now he finds himself in an area that's mukaf mechitzos, in some sort of an enclosure, whether it was a deer, a sahar, a sfina. Do we say that every enclosed area is considered like Dalet Amos, and as a result, he can be Mahalech as Kuloi? Or maybe, although it's true, there is an idea in Tchumen that an enclosed area is treated like Dalet Amos, that's as it relates to establishing your Tchum. But if somebody's outside his Tchum, where the halach is he only has Dalet Amos, there, even if he's in an area that's Mokav Mechitzais, he's still only going to have Dalet Amos. And then the Mishnah brought two stories, two Maiseh Shahoyos, Kach Hoyos, with the Tanoim mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara is going to pick up with the second of the two stories. Pam Achas, the Mishnah said, Lo Nichnesu L'Namal Achach Hashaycha. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yeshua, they were on a boat, and they were getting close to the port as the sun was setting Friday night. And there was a big shiloh. They weren't sure if they arrived at the Namal at the moment of Bein Hashmashes or not. What's the nafkamina? There's a major nafkamina as it relates to Tchumen. If they were already at the Namal when the sun set, so that would mean that their Mokim Shvisa as it relates to Tchumen is based on the entrance to the city, which means they can get off the boat and they would have a lot of flexibility in terms of where they're allowed to go. If, however, they didn't arrive to the Namal, that means their Mokim Shvisa was the Svina, which would mean that they'd be very limited in terms of how far they're allowed to go. So a big shiloh broke out, and Amr Lehem Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel told them that Mutarim Atem, if you want, you can get off the boat. Why? Shekfar Hoyisi Mistakel, because I was looking for Hayinu Betoicha Tchum Achaloy Chashaycha, and I know we were inside the Tchum of the Namal when it got dark, and as a result, our Tchum is based on the city, not based on the Svina. If you want to get off the boat, you can get off the boat. Zakhti Gemara, how did Rabbi Gamliel know? How did he know that they were within the Tchum? It sounds like the other Tanam didn't know. So what did Rabbi Gamliel know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yeshua didn't know? Zakhti Gemara, Tana, Shveiferes, Haitzalad, Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel had a tube, like a telescope. Shahaya Mabit, Fitzoifa, by Alpayim Amma, Biyabasha. He was able to see up to 2,000 Amas, Biyabasha, Ukinegd, Alpayim Amma, Biyam, and the same at sea. The point is that being that he had this tube where he was able to see literally up until 2,000 Amas, an Alpayim Amma scope, so based on that, he knew that if he could see it, it must be that it's within his Tchum, because it was only able to see up until Alpayim Amma. So clearly, if he was able to see it, it meant it was within his Alpayim Amma. Rabbi Gamliel said, I could see it through my little patent. As a result, I know for sure we're within the Tchum, says the Gemara. On that note, if somebody wants to measure the depth of a valley, so is there a trick? Maybe Shveiferes, he should bring a tube, umabitba, and he should look through that tube, the yeda kama unkoshage, and by doing that, he'll be able to figure out how deep the tube is. Meaning, he should bring a shveiferes similar to what Rabbi Gamliel had that allows you to see up until a point, so you know how far this shveiferes can see. So then you look down at the bottom of this valley, and you start walking backwards until you're at the point where you can barely see it. If you can barely see it, so you know the distance from where you are now to the bottom of this gay is equal to the distance that this Shveiferes is able to see. So obviously you'll have to subtract the amount that you just walked from the tip of this gay until where you are. Do a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic, you'll be able to figure it out. Zokti Gemara, again, on this note, it's late to come and go. If someone's trying to measure the height of a tree, moideid koimasa, he should measure his own height. Vitziloi, and the height of the shade of the tree, vitzel koimasa, then his own shade. Vyeida kam and go vishaldagal. Am I doing that? You'll be able to figure out what the height of the decal is. How's this going to work? Because if you measure your height and the height of your shadow, you now will have a ratio between your shadow and your height. You then can apply the formula, apply the ratio to the tree. So you can't measure the tree because you're not climbing up the tree, but the shadow's on the ground. So you can measure the shadow of the tree, plug in the formula, and like this, you'll know what the height of the tree is. If somebody wants that a chayera should leave this kever alone, he was afraid that the chayera was going to chepel with the corpse that's buried underneath this area. So Noyetz Kana B'dala Choice, and his concern in particular was, is that when it gets really, really hot, the Chayera may want to use the Kever for shade. So what he's really trying to do is to prevent the Chayera from using the Kever as shade. So what he needs to do is he needs to construct a kever that's not going to cast any shade. So what's the trick? You should take a pole, go bedalat shoyis bayom, the fourth hour of the day, the significance of which Rashi says is that's the time that the chay is going to really want the shade. So go during that time, to see where the shade is cast, and then build the kever in a way where it's not going to give off any shade. If it doesn't give off shade, but thou choice, you're going to be safe. You have nothing to worry about. We return to our regular program, which is the halachis of Tchumen, which discusses specifically if somebody finds himself outside of the Tchum, regardless of how he got outside the Tchum, he's now confined by Dalet Amos. So the Gemara is going to tell a story which is going to take us onto Mem Dalet Amos Beis. Not the story itself, but the Gemara's analysis of the story. Nechemiah bereb de Chaniloi, Moshcha Sei Shmaita. Nechemiah, the son of Reb Chaniloi, was once holding in a sugya, and he was pacing back and forth, and accidentally the nafak chutz l'tchum, he ended up outside the tchum. Amalei Rav Chizda, Rav Nachman. So Rav Chizda went to Rav Nachman, and he told him, Nechemya talmidcha, your talmid Nechemya bereid Rav Chaniloi shari b'tzar. Nebuch, he's stuck outside the tchum. He's in an area where he can't walk more than Dalet Amos. Is there any eitzah for him? Amalei Rav Nachman told Rav Chizda, I have an idea. Say lo mechitza shel bnei Adam. What you should do is you should make a mechitza. Now you can't make a mechitza, Shabbos, but he said make a mechitza of bnei Adam. Have people stand around this area. They themselves will be the mechitza. V'yikanes, and like this, he'll be able to go in. Meaning, if you can construct a mechitza around where he is and have the mechitza be and extend all the way into inside the tchum, so now it extends into the tchum. If it extends into the tchum, he'll be able to walk into the tchum. So look, the Gemara, Yosef, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Achayr de Rava. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. Yosef, Rava, came to Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Only Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Rava. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak turned to Rava. He said, "My kami boyle the Rav Chizda." He says, "I understand." Rav Chizda came running to Rav Nachman. He told him, Nechemya talmidcha shari bitzar. Your talmid Nechemya is bitzar. Why is he bitzar? Because he accidentally left the tchum. Mashcha say shmaita, he was fatifed in learning, and he ended up outside the tchum, and now he's boxed into his Dalet Amos. So Rav Chizda told Rav Nachman, we need to figure something out. So Rav Nachman told him, I have an idea. Make a mechitza shel bnei Adam, have it extend all the way inside his original tchum, like this will be able to come in. So Rav Nachman turns to Rava, and he says, Rava, why didn't Rav Chizda know that? Rav Chizda came to Rav Nachman, and he didn't know what to do. Rav Nachman gave him an answer. To us, it sounds novel. But Rav Nachman by Yitzchok told Rava, it's so poshit what Rav Nachman said, that Rav Chizda should have known it. Clearly, there's some element of Rav Nachman's psak that Rav Chizda wasn't comfortable with. And Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rava, what do you think it is? And he said, I have one of two possibilities. I mean, there's one of two things. Meaning, was the case that Rav Nachman paskin for Nechemya bereid Reb Chaniloi, where you were able to fill up the entire area from where Nechemya bereid Reb Chaniloi was with people, form a mechitza that was going to walk all the way into the tchum. And if that's the case, so what then would the shayla been? Meaning, why would Rav Chizda have not been sure if this could work? Probably because he wasn't sure if the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel or not. Who is the one that said that if you're outside your tchum, but you're in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, the halacha is that we look at that entire area as Dalet Amos? That was Rabbi Gamliel's chiddush. So you want to go ahead and make a mechitza and now rely on Rabbi Gamliel? Maybe that's what Rav Chizda wasn't sure about. Maybe he didn't know if the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. That was one possibility. He said maybe the story was a
little different. Maybe with the loy maligavra skin. Maybe the metzias is where they didn't have enough people to be able to form a wall that was going to go from the area where Nechem Red Reb Chani Loy was all the way to the Tchom. And hence the shaila was halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Ain't halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer? Is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer or not? So who's this Rabbi Eliezer? So Rabbi Eliezer has a shita that we're going to see on Amid Beis that if somebody leaves the Tchom, he's allowed to go up until two Amis. Meaning if you're within two Amis outside the Tchum, the halacha is those two Amis don't count. The Gemara in Daf Mem Hey is going to discuss Rabbi Eliezer Shita. But within two Amis, the halacha is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count. And maybe the Metzias was where they weren't able to make a Mechitza that was going to extend all the way back into the Tchum. As a result, it was going to be a two Amis gap, and that was the Shiloh. Do we hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Do we not hold Rabbi Eliezer? So again, Rav Nachman Yitzchak turns to Rav and he says, I heard Rav Chisda ask Rav Nachman a Shiloh. He was trying to save or help Nechem Yibreid Rabbi Chani Loi, who was Shari B'tzar, and it seems like Rav Nachman gave him a simple leitza. He said, form a mechitza and make it work. So Rav Chizda didn't know that. So he said, I'm not sure. Maybe Rav Chizda knew, of course he knew the idea, but he maybe held that Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. This only works if you hold like Rabbi Gamliel. Meaning if you hold, and if you're outside the Tchum and you're in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, you can come and go. Oh, then it's very good. Even though you're really far, just create a mechitza. Now the whole area is Dal and Amis. It extends into the Tchum. Once you're back in the Tchum, you're fine. Or maybe no. Maybe he held like Rabbi Gamliel. The reason it didn't work is because it didn't go all the way till the end, and you were going to have to rely on Rabbi Eliezer's shita, and that's what Rav Chisda wasn't sure about. That's why he went running to Rav Nachman, Nechemya Talmid Chashari Bitzar, because he wasn't sure if we can rely on Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says that Rava told Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Pshita b'doi molig avriaskin. It's pasha that the story must have been where you had to rely on Rabbi Eliezer Shita, and that's why Rav Chisda wasn't sure what the Allah says. Because if you get to tell me that it's talking about where there were enough people to be able to make this wall that was going to extend for where Nechem Yibreid Rabbi Chani Loi was all the way inside the Tchum, Mighty Baili, what would have been the Shaila? What, she wasn't sure of Chisda if the Allah is like Rabbi Gamliel? I'm a Rav, you saw this in yesterday. Today's daf halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel bedir besar uvesfina elavadai. Again, it's pashit b'dolei molig avri askinon. It's talking about where he didn't have enough people to fill up the whole area with the Rabbi Eliezer coming boyle, and the shaila was whether or not we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. They can amin. He said not just that; it's very mashman that way. The kamale, because what did he tell them? What did Reb Nachman say? He told him asay loy mechitza shel bnei adam. The ikonis, my ikonis. What does ikonis mean? Lav b'loy mechitza. It sounds like just make it that there should be a mechitza up until two amos, and then you kanes, then you'll be able to leap in. Then you'll be able to come in. But if it goes all the way into the Tchum, then the word yikanes would seem to be superfluous. So v'chure, the word yikanes, says the Gemara Dekanami, is a little bit more mashma the way Rava explained it to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Either way. So what happened? Nechemya the Reb de Rab Chani Loi, who was a Talmud of Rav Nachman on Shabbos, was tifin a sugya, and he found himself outside the Tchum. It happens, and now he was stuck. And Rav Chisda went running to Rav Nachman, and he told him, Nechemya Talmidcha Shari Bitzar, your Talmud Nechemya Shari Bitzar, we have to do something at him. We have to help him out. Rav Nachman said, I have an etza. Asay loy mechitza shol bnei yadam, make a mechitza shol bnei yadam, v'yikonetz, and like this, you'll be able to make it work. And really, this idea of Rav Nachman was predicated, as we've seen, on two hanachas. Number one, the halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel, that if a person's outside of the Tchum, even though ordinarily he only has Dalet Amis, that's if the area is not Mukaf Mechitzas. If the area is Mukaf Mechitzas, the whole interior of the Mechitzas is treated like one big Dalet Amis. So you surround the area with Mechitzas, like this you'll be able to walk in. Additionally, the Gemara just said, it was relying on a Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that says that you don't need this area to extend all the way to the Tchum as long as it's up until two Amas. There's a two Amma buffer that somehow we're going to look away from. So as long as it goes up to two Amas, it's going to be fine. The Metzias was where there weren't enough people to close up the gap completely, but rather we were able to get it up until two Amas. But the truth is, there was another Hanacha that Rav Nachman was making in his Psak. And in fact, that's the most controversial aspect of the Psak, as the Gemara is going to discuss now in detail. And that is, are you allowed to construct a mechitza on Shabbos? Of course not. You can't make a mechitza on Shabbos. So l'chura, how was Rav Nachman able to give Nechemya b'reid Rav Chani Loi this advice that find people and macha mechitza? You're not allowed to make a mechitza. Now, the truth is, in the world of mechitzas, and we saw a lot about this in Masechta Shabbos, there's what's known as a mechitza or an oyal kva, and there's what's known as an oil aroi. An oil kva is where you have an oil, you build something that's somewhat permanent. An oil aroi is when it's flimsy, it's something that's temporary. Obviously, this mechitza of people, at some point, these people are going to move. So this is for sure an oil aroi. But at the same time, are you allowed to make an oil aroi? That's going to be the next discussion of the Gemara. Isvi Rav Nachman Yitzchak Ravo. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak told Rav, okay, thank you for clarifying Rav Nachman's psak and what Rav Chisda wasn't sure about, but at the same time, I don't understand Rav Nachman's psak from the following price. The context is sukkahs. And somebody has a sukkah, and one of the walls of the sukkah fell down. So don't try this at home, but you're not allowed to ask your friend, do you mind being the third wall for my sukkah, you know, just for tonight? Behema, vikelim, or an animal, or a kelev, or yiskev es amita. Additionally, you can't take a bed, lifrei soleo sadin, to spread a sadin on top of it, and the reason is because you're not allowed to make an oil aroi, and any one of these walls would constitute an oil, albeit an oil aroi, and that's not something you're allowed to do on Yontif. If you can't do it on Yontif, which is more kuladik, certainly you can't do it on Shabbos, which relatively is a lot more chomer. So you're asking me a kasha from Bryce. It sounds like a good kasha. You can't have a person be a wall for a sukkah on Yontif. Why? Because the person being the wall is going to constitute an oil aroi. You're not allowed to make an oil aroi on Yontif. You certainly can't make it on Shabbos. So the kasha is, what was Rav Nachman saying? Make a mechitzel shel bnei adam. The problem is, you're asking me a kasha from the aforementioned Bryce. But I have another braisa that seems to contradict it. A person is allowed to tell his friend to be a wall for him, so that he should be able to eat and drink and sleep inside a sukkah. Additionally, you're allowed to take a bed and you're allowed to flip it on its side and put a sadin on top of it, so that the sun won't affect the mace or won't spoil food. The bottom line is, so Rav told Rav Nachman Yitzchak, you know, ademachshusli, you're asking a kasha on Rav Nachman from one braisa. I have another braisa. Now, the truth is if we have one braisa that says that you're not allowed to use a person as an oil, or make him an oil, make him a wall on Shabbos and Yontif. You have another braisa that says, you can. I mean, literally, blatant steers. Nafal doifna, the first braisa, lo yamid ba'odem behem of a keil. The second braisa says very clearly, oisa adam es chaveir doifen, kideisha yoichav yishtav yashin. So really what we need to do is we need to reconcile these two brises, because obviously there has to be a teretz. So let's try to figure out what the teretz to the two brises is, and then let's revisit Rav Nachman's psak and see which one of the two brises is applicable to our story that we're dealing with. So the Gemara says, kasha na dodi, something more like kasha. I don't know if it's a kasha. Ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbon. One brise is going to Rabbi Eliezer, the other brise is going to Rabbon. And the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, pekakach aloin, the infamous pekakach aloin. So this was a shutter of a window that you want to put on the window on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, "Bizman shekashur vitali." If this shutter is attached to the wall, additionally, it's hanging, meaning it's not lying on the ground. So it's attached to the wall with a string. Additionally, it's not on the ground; it's suspended. Poikin kumbay. Then you're allowed to close up the window on Shabbos. In love, and if not, ain poikin kumbay. You're not allowed. The chum say benkach poikin kumbay. No, it doesn't matter if it's kosher, if it's not kosher, if it's tully, if it's not tully. Either way, you're going to be allowed to. Zok the Gemara. What's the machloikis between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim? It sounds like the machloikis is: are you allowed to make an oil aroi? Well, you're not allowed to make an oil aroi. The pekakach aloin is aroi because it's the window shutter, right? You're gonna close the window shades, and then you're gonna unclose the window shades. So at some point you're gonna remove it. So clearly it's an oil aroi. And if we have a machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether this is something you're allowed to do, Rebbe Eliezer says you can. The Chachamim say benkach ubenkach poiking, but you can. So that's the teretz to these two brises. The brisa that says that you're not allowed to use an adam because he's an oil aroi, that's going according to Rebbe Eliezer. Brisa says you can is going according to the Chachamim. The Gemara says I can't because of it. We saw this in Masechta Shabbos a few times. I'm a Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chanan said I was mekabel from my Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. Everybody's mekabel. Everybody holds you're not allowed to make an oil aroi on Yontif, and certainly not on Shabbos. What was the machlokes? When you're not making an oil from scratch, but rather you're being moisif ala binyan, which is the case with the pekakach aloin. You're not making an oil. What are you doing? You're adding to the oil, right? In the worst case scenario, we would have to deem it halachically as if you're adding to the wall. Okay, so what's the machlokes? Rabbi Eliezer says, "E moisif in biyantiv ein tzarich lemi b'shabbos." You're not allowed to be moisif. Chol moisif in b'shabbos, ein tzarich lemi biyantiv. Chol, you're allowed to be moisif. But everybody seems to hold according to Rabbi Yochanan anyways, that you're not allowed to make the oil katchila. So two things. Number one, the teretz to the two brises can't be, one is Rabbi Eliezer and one is the Chachamim. If we were having a machloikis, whether you could be Moisef ala binyan when it's an oil aroy, yeah, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbanim, then you can shtaltzu the infamous pkaka chaloy. But that's not what the machloikis was. The machloikis was, can you make an oil aroy from scratch? That's not the machloikis with Lezen Chachamim. Machloikis was when you're being maisif, not when you're making it from scratch. That's number one. Number two, what comes out from the way Rabbi Yochanan explained the machloikis between Rabbi Lezen and the Chachamim? That hakol moedim, everyone agrees you can't make an oil aroy. And based on that, you shouldn't be able to use an adam or a behema or a mita. You shouldn't be able to use it as one of the walls of the sukkah. So really, based on that, how do you understand the other braisa, the braisa that says you can't? But as it relates in Yonenu, we have a stira between two braises. The teretz to the stira can't be one is Rabbi Lezen and one is the Chachamim, because as we just mentioned, they were arguing being meisef al abinyan when it's aroy, not actually making it from scratch. The Gemara says, "Oh, like Kasha, maybe you have to reconcile the steer in another way." Hakir Rab Meir, Hakir Rab Yehuda. One is going to Rab Meir, the other is going to Rab Yehuda. Tanya went to the Braisa, Asol the behema daifin l'sukkah. If somebody wanted to use a behema as a wall for his sukkah, Rameya Paisel, Rameya says you can't use it. It's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machsher, Rabbi Yehuda says you can use it. Rameya Zok the Gemara, the Kapostles, the Gemara speaks it out. Coin to Rameya that says that it's possible to use an animal as a wall for a sukkah, Alma. So what do you see from there? Lay mechitzah. It's not a mechitzah. So if it's not a mechitzah, hachashari, over here, Rameya would hold that it's okay for a person to use an animal or any dover aroy as your sukkah. The lav midikav, because you're not doing anything. For Rabbi Yehuda, the kamach shahas, Rabbi Yehuda that says that you can use an animal for a wall of your sukkah, hasam over there, alma mechitza, you see, it is a mechitza, hacha aser. So over here, it's going to be aser. Now, the truth is, Rashi speaks out that before we go weiter, so what does the Gemara want? The Gemara is saying that maybe the teretz to the stira, can you use an adam or can you not use adam? It's machlik is Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda didn't argue about using an adam, they argued about using a behema. The Gemara for now thinks behema and adam are the same. The Gemara is going to get to that in a second. But for now, the Gemara thinks adam and a behema on the same. Rabbi Meir says you cannot. Rabbi Yehuda says you can. Oh, very nice. Coin to Rabbi Meir that you can't. So it's not a doifin. It's not an oil. If it's not an oil, why can't you make it on yontif? Coin to Rabbi Yehuda that you can. So it is an oil. If that's the case, you can't use it. So the Bryce says you can't is Rabbi Yehuda. The Bryce that says you can is Rabbi Meir. Why is it Rabbi Meir? Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's possible. There's one problem. If you look at back at the Bryce, what did the Bryce say? Oisa adam es chaveroi doifin kidesha yoicha v'yishtav yashin. It sounds like the reason you can do it is so that you'll be able to eat from it. Meaning, now you could do it because it's nothing. Now you could do it and it's kosher. It's Rashi's kasha. And Rashi says, really, if the Gemara didn't have a better kasha, it's hard to believe there's a better kasha than this. But if the Gemara didn't have a better kasha, the Gemara would have said this. But the Gemara is going to ask anyways, so it's for that reason the Gemara is not going down this road. So the Gemara says, you want to answer that the braisa that says you can use Adam and Behemah and Kalim, that's going according to Rameir that says it's possible. It's possible, so it's meaningless. If it's meaningless, you can use it. The one that says you can is going according to Rabbi Tisbra, the Shabbat, the Rameir. When did Rameir say that it's okay? Behemah. He said it by Behemah. Or Fakir. When did Rameir say that it's not okay, right? It's the same thing. When the Rav Meir say it's not okay as a sukkah, he was talking about using a behema. A behema, he said, is not okay. Adam Mekalim Mishamele, he never said Adam Mekalim. The reason is a behema has a mind of its own. Rashi says, Shema Tivrach. You're concerned that it may run away. I mean that it may run away, so therefore a Meir holds you not to use it. An Adam, who's a Bardas, maybe not, a Keli, which is not going anywhere, so maybe that you could use. So in general, it's not a tushtel. The whole Meir has no shaykhis to this price. Meir said halacha regarding a behemo. He didn't say anything about an adnam. He didn't say anything about Kalim. The Suda Gemara says, and besides, Rameir, leave it to mind. You want to tell me now that according to Rameir, it's okay maybe to put up an adnam and put up a keli as long as it's an oil aroy? Who's he going like? We just saw that there's a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether you're allowed to be moisef ala binyan b'derech aroy. But Rabbi Yochanan said the machlekes was only to be moisef. But to make a lekatchila, everyone holds it's not okay. Rameir, a later Tana, it should be going either according to Rabbi Eliezer, or he should be going according to the Chachamim, right? Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Meir's Rebbe's Rebbe. Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. So who's he going? Like, Elibid Rabbi Eliezer, Lohosef Nami Aser. To even be Moisef is Aser. Elibid Rabbanon. Emid Ami Rabbanon Lohosef. Lekatchila Miyamer. They never said it's okay. Lekatchila, so the Gemara says you're right. Let's take a third attempt. Elohavaha Rabbanon. Rather, you have to say that Havaha Rabbanon, meaning both Braisos, that the Braisa that says that you can't use Adam and Kalin and Behema, v'lo yiskev es hamita, as one of the walls of Yisrael. And the price that it says, oisa Adam es chaveroi. Do you think it eisha yoichal v'yishta v'yashem v'yiskev es hamita? They're both going according to Rabbanon that hold that you can be moisef ala binyan. Okay, what's the machloikis? And you can't, however, make a lekatchila. V'kelim ha-kelim lekasha, as it relates to the stira in Kalin, I can tell you, ha-bedoifin shlishis, Habadaifan Revius. One is talking about the third wall of the sukkah. The other one's talking about the fourth wall of the sukkah. The third wall of the sukkah you need. The fourth wall of the sukkah you don't need. Being that you need the third wall of the sukkah, that would be a problem. That's considered making an oil aroi. But to have a person stand as a fourth wall, being that you don't really need it, so that's like a spare tire. That doesn't count. And that's not even considered an oil aroi. That's something you would allow the person to do, even l'katchila. And the Gemara says, the Ekonami, it's a little bit mashma that way, because the Braisa that said that it's not okay said, doifna. That was the Lashon. Nafal doifna. So doifna sounds like it's doifen, meaning the doifen that it needs in order for the sukkah to be kosher. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maska, but doifen shlish, it says a slightly different shot than what we just mentioned. But other Rishonim explained the Gemara very simply the way we just did. The difference is the third wall you need. If you need it, so, and then you can't construct it because that's already chashuv, that would be considered an oil aroi. The fourth wall you don't need, being that you don't need it, so that wouldn't be such a big deal in order for you to make it. Shmami, no. Either way, from the word doifna, it's very mashma like this pshat. But the Gemara says, Elo Adam Adam Kasha, but as it relates to Adam Adam, that's already shver. Why can't you say Adam Adam the same teretz? That maybe the chilik is it the third wall or is it the fourth wall? The reason is Rashi, Tap Rashi explains, this Rashi we will learn, is because if you look at the Braisa that says that you can use Adam, going back on Aman Aleph, Oysa Adam as Chaveir Doifin, Kadesha Yoichav Yishta Vyashin. What does it sound like? It sounds like you're asking this person to stand there so that you'll be able to eat. Now, if you have three walls and he's the fourth wall, so you don't really need him. So if you don't really need him, then what does it mean? Kadesha Yoichav Yishta Vyashin. Elamai, you do need him. So it's Viter discussing one of the walls that you need, and still it's okay. So for Kaylee, you can answer it. Because that Bryson never mentioned Kaylee in the context of Kadesha Yoichav Yishta Vyashin. Right, if you look back at that price, Oysa Adam as Chaveir Doifin Kadesh Yoichav Yishta Vyashin, the Yiska Vesamita, the Yifras Alasad Kadesh Loitipa Chamo, Alamez, Fala Oichlin, never said it regarding Sukkah. It's only by Adam where it says it regarding Sukkah. That's why the Gemara is zoning in on Adam. Elo Adam Adam, where the second price, the price that it says, yeah, that it's okay, mentions Mefurish that Adam is okay to allow you to now use the Sukkah. Oh, so it's Mefurish that you can put a person there, even if it's the third wall, so that negates our teretz. So the Gemara says, Adam, Adam, nami loy kasha, kan lo das, kan shaloy midas. Could be there's a chilik between if the person knows that he's a wall, or if the person thinks that he's just standing there because, you know, you're trying to chapa shmuz with him. So if it's lo das, then it's going to be a problem. If it's shaloy lo das, it's not going to be a problem. Rashi doesn't really explain what the difference is. I am very shoynen. But either way, there's a chilik between lo das and shaloy lo das. Let's take it full circle. So what do we have over here? We started off with a story with Nechemya, Bereder Rav Chani Loy. He was a Talmud of the great Rav Nachman, Moshchesei Shmaita. He got Fatif to learning, it was on Shabbos, and he ended up outside of the Tchum. And he was stuck, because if you leave the Tchum, it doesn't matter how you got there, you're now bound by your Dalai Lama. Rav Chizda came running to Rav Nachman, and he told him, Nechemya Talmud Chashari Betzar, we have to do something for him. Rav Nachman said, I have the perfect idea. Asei loy mechitza shol bnei Adam, make a mechitza shol bnei Adam, v'yikones. And then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rava, who overheard this whole discussion, they started discussing Rav Nachman's psak and why Rav Chizda wasn't sure about it. And what they realized was that there's really three chedushim. When we started the Gemara, we said two chedushim, but now it's three chedushim. Number one, Rav Nachman's psak was predicated on Shitas Rabbi Gamliel, that if you're outside the Tchum, but you're in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzes, that whole area is treated like Dal and Amos. Otherwise, this whole idea doesn't get me anywhere. So what? You're surrounded by Mechitza. Now what? I'm still bound by Dal and Amos. Teretz is Rabbi Gamliel Shita. Deer, Sar, Svina is all going to work. Additionally, from the fact that Rav Chizda wasn't sure if it works, clearly Rav Nachman was making another Hanacha, and that is that the people were only able to extend it up until two Amos. But you couldn't mamish get it across the line. And being that it was only up until two Amos, Rav Nachman was relying on Rabbi Eliezer Shita, who holds that two Amos we're willing to look away from. We'll see what the lum this is. But two Amos is going to be okay. But there was really a third chiddush, maybe the biggest chiddush, and that is make a mechitza. How can you make a mechitza on Shabbos? You're not going to make a mechitza. So you'll tell me it's an oil aray. But we have a machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the chachamim, but the pekaka chaloim. That's where you're being moisif al abinyan b'derech aray. But to go and create something from scratch b'derech aray, that's seemingly an issue. But the Gemara said not so fast. In fact, we have a stira. We have a stira between two brises. The context over there is not tchumen. The context is sukkah. Irvin and sukkah overlap a lot. And over there, we're discussing building a wall for a sukkah. Can I use a person as a wall? It's not much the same shayla. Or can I do it? I mean, you can use it. But the question, can I make it on yontif? Or can I make it on Shabbos? Is that something that I'd be allowed to do? One brisa said yeah. One brisa said no. So the Gemara said, let's figure out what the teretz is to the stira in these two brises. And then we can figure out how to apply to our shayla. So first the Gemara said, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbanon, that didn't work. Harame, Rabbi Yehuda, Oichnish, the Maskana, the Gemara said, you know what the chilek is, kan lo das, kan shalemi das. If the person knows he's a mechitza, you can't do it. If he doesn't know, then it is good, says the Gemara. So now let's take it full circle. How does it relate to our story? Wasn't it lo das? What these people, they were suddenly supposed to surround the Nechemya Bered Reb Chani Loi? Why were they doing it? They must have known what they were doing. So based on everything we just said, it shouldn't have been okay. So Hadra Kushya Leduchte, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak's original kasha that he asked Rav, how did this all work? So the Gemara says, no, the perfect answer, Shalai Midas Ava, wasn't Midas. You're assuming it was Midas, maybe it was Shalai Midas. So Gemara Rav Chizda Miel Ledas Ava, Rav Chizda Nu, right? Rav Chizda was the one who came back with the idea. So the Gemara says, you're right, Rav Chizda Shalai Minyan Ava, Rav Chizda wasn't one of the people. So the Gemara, Hanu B'nei Genono, De'ailu, Maya b'mechitza shel b'nei Adam. They were b'nei genana. These were people that were working on a chuppah, on a chasana. We had the genana earlier. And they were trying to bring water in from a Rishus HaRavim into a Rishus HaYachid. And what they did was they had people stand around this area, oldest trick in the book, and like this, they created a mechitza. He created a mechitza. He was able to carry the water. The Gemara says, no, gedinu Shmuel. Shmuel gave them Malkus. Why? This was Rav Nachman's idea. So the Gemara says, I'm married. Mamu Shalemi Das. Yomer Ladas. Shalemi Das. It doesn't work. Midas. Similar story. Hani Ziki Davi Shadim Baristika the Mechuza. They were Zikim. These were flasks that were outside in the Shuk of Mechuzah. Badi the Asi Rav Mipirgan. Rav was coming back from Shir. He saw them there. So I literally had Leila Shab. He brought them in. How did he bring them in? He brought them from a Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYach. This is Rafa. And the reason he was able to do it is because he was surrounded by the Talmidim, probably, the Chassidim. So like this, he had a Mechitza Shod Nei Adam. He was allowed to do it. The Shabbat Achrita, the following Shabbos, Boya Alinu. So the Oilam wanted to do the same thing. But also, he told him why. He says, now the Havalu Kulodas, because now you chap what's going on. So you realize that you're serving as a Mechitza, it's not going to be okay. Va'asa. Levi Ailu Le Tivna. Levi did this with straw. Ziri Aspasta, he did it with Michael Behemo. Rav Sinim Bar Chia, Meyer, Rav Sinim Bar Chia did it with water, a little bit more. So there are times, we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf, but there are times where Chazal allowed someone to leave his tchum. An example of that is Eidus HaChodesh, the topic of last week's daf. So if two Eidim saw the new moon, they were allowed to run to Beis Din and notify them, even on Shabbos, and even if it meant going outside of the Tchum. If somebody left the Tchum, Bershos, V'amrulai, and then they're on their way, and they told him, Kfar Nasa Maisa, we don't need you anymore. Meaning, Beis Din already figured it all out. So, technically speaking, being that they're not needed anymore, you can think that maybe they're stuck, they should be confined now to where they are. So the Gemara says, Yesh lo yalpayim amma. The halach is, they get 2,000 amas from where they are. Let's say they're still within their tchum. We'll see what this means. Kilo yatzis, as if they never left. Anyone that goes out to be matzal yid, or you're going out like a hatzala member, quote unquote. So if he has to go outside his tchum, the halach is, chayzer v'm kaiman, he's allowed to come back. We'll see a lot more about this in tomorrow's daf. But for now, the Gemara says, Misha yatza b'shos. And then they tell him, Kranasimaisa, we don't need you anymore. So you get to alpayim amal l'chol ruch. It's a chiddush. Because when he was needed, Chazal said, you can look away from tchumen, but now you're not needed anymore. So why are we looking away from tchumen now? So the halach is, no, he still gets alpayim amal l'chol ruch. And pasha, the reason is, because otherwise you're going to disincentivize him from coming. He's going to say, nah, I'm not going to come, you're not going to need me, then I'm going to be stuck, like Nechemya Breda Reb Chani Loi, I'm going to be Shari Betzar, right, Zanageya. So no, what we do is we allow you to have alpayim ruch. Then the Mishnah said, im hoye betoicha tchum, if you're betoich atchum, it's kilu lo yatsa. So, what does that line mean? Ma'am hoye betoich atchum kilu lo yatsa. We're going to see two pshatim. I'm a rabbi. First pshat, rabbi said, achi kamim. Hoye betoich tchum shaloi. If he was on his way and he never left his tchum, it's kilu lo yatsa mitoich beisai. Then he still retains his original tchum. Feit the gemar pshita. That's so obvious. If he never left his tchum, why would you think that he shouldn't have his original tchum? Mara says, no, it is a chiddush, because mal d'tema, I would have thought, akar. Once he made up his mind that he's leaving his house, maybe it's as if he already left his house. Akar. And now, wherever he is, at the moment that he realizes that he's not needed anymore, so now he's going to get alpayim amah b'chol ruach. But to go back to his original tchum, which was his city, maybe that he doesn't get. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. But all it means, says Rabbi, is very, very simple. If he never left his tchum, it's gilu lo yotza, he still gets alpayim amah l'chol ruach from his original place. Rav Sirin Barchiya, Rav Sirin Barchiya said a different shot. This person left the tchum, and now he gets alpayim amah l'chol ruach, because he's outside of his tchum. If the alpayim amah l'chol ruach that he has from his new tchum overlaps with the original tchum, meaning his 2,000 amos that he has overlaps with his original city, so then the halacha is ki'ilu layotza mitchumai. It's as if he never left. There's a new concept that the Gemara is going to discuss now briefly that states that if I left my tchum and I'm in a new tchum, for some reason I was granted a tchum, like this case, Chazal gave this person a tchum, this is a special gift that Chazal gave him, because he left Pershos, he's not needed anymore, but we're going to give him a new tchum. But that tchum overlaps with the original tchum, so then what you... If I can walk from my new tchum into my old tchum, the minute I'm submerged in my old tchum, I can go back to my original makom. I'll be able to walk more than the 2,000 amos without an erev tchumen, simply because I have two tchumen, technically. I have my original tchum, that's where I was in the beginning of Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, something happened where I ended up getting a different tchum. The two overlap, I'm able to go back to my original place. Zok digimara, but my komifliki. So we had two pshatim over here to learn the Mishnah. Rabbi learned the Mishnah very pashit. Rav Sirin Barchiya said a whole lumdis that if the new tchum overlap with the old tchum, Rabbi didn't learn that way. Why? Says the Gemara, because Marasov have lost tchum in Milsehi. Marasov have Milsehi. Rav Sirin Barchiya learned that this is pshat in the Mishnah because he held that this works. There's a concept of havlo tchumen, where if I have two tchumen and they overlap, so then I can walk in the whole area. Whereas Rabbi didn't hold it. Rabbi said, what do you mean? You get alpayim amah l'chol ruach. You started off Shabbos and you had one tchum. Now you were given a different tchum. Just because the new tchum overlaps with the old tchum doesn't mean you can go to the extreme end of the original tchum. You don't hold about avlas tchumen. I'll give you a case that I don't believe you would argue with, and that's going to prove avlas tchumen. What would be if somebody spent Shabbos, his makom shvisa was inside a cave, and this cave was 4,000 amos wide. So what's the halacha? He could walk the entire cave, because it's mukaf mechitzis. Not just that, he could even walk outside the cave, alpayim amah l'chol ruach. Val gaga, but this cave had a roof. And on top of the roof was narrow. It was narrower than the bottom of the cave, meaning the walls slanted a little bit. So it was pachas me'arba alafim amah. Now, the area on top of the cave is not included in the cave itself. The cave is mukaf mechitzis. The roof of the cave is not mukaf mechitzis. So can you walk across the entire roof? So what's the answer? You could, but not at the same time. You can walk out from one entrance, or one exit, go to climb the wall, walk up until 2,000 amos. Then, if you want, you can do it from the other side. But you can't walk straight more than 2,000 amos. Now you just walked more than 2,000 amos. That's not something you have a right to do. What do you mean? It's on top of, who cares? That doesn't help me. So in the area that's underneath, on the bottom floor, that's mukaf mechitzis. There I can walk all day long. And I can walk up high mamal chol ruach from the outside of the area. But once I'm on top, I can't do it. Now, what's the halach in this case? If this person wanted to go on top and walk across, so we just said, l'chura not, right? But Abaye told Rabbi, I know you hold that it's okay. I know you hold it is okay. Why? You know what the reason must be? Because there's a concept over here of avlas tchumen. Because being that I can walk up on 2,000 amos this way, and I can walk 2,000 amos that way, albeit maybe not at the same time, but once they overlap, now I have a lost tchumen, so now it becomes one big area. This is a major lumdish idea. But for now, it becomes one makom, so you see that I've lost tchumen works. Amalei, so Rabbi told Abaya, another lumdish svar, v'leishani loch, bein heichad shavas ba'aver mechitzes me'boi yoyim, leichad shavas ba'aver mechitzes be'oi yoyim. Over here, both tchumen, this yid had b'knisas ha'shabas. Because as soon as Shabbos happened, he knew if he wanted, he could walk 2,000 amos this week. He could walk 2,000 amos that way. The two sets of 2,000 amos will overlap because they're a little less than 4,000 amos in total. So by definition, the math is that they overlap. So based on that, everything would be okay. Masha'enkeng, this person who started Rosh Shabbos in his house, and then he left to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. And now he's in a whole new area, an area that he wasn't Shavas Mibayan. Who said it's going to work over there? But the Gemara says, Vehechad Eloi Shavas. Lo, you're going to tell me if a person wasn't Shavas. Meaning, there's no idea of Avlas, who another guy. Now we learned to the Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer, Shnaim, Yikonis, Gibbala Yikonis. That if a person's outside the Tchum, two Amis, he can come back in. Three Amis already now. This is the same Rabbi Lezer that we saw briefly on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So, Gemara, my love, Rabbi Lezer, Tameh. This is probably Rabbi Lezer, Lashitas, the Amab, who Bam Son. That this idea that a person gets four Amis, even if he's outside the Tchum, it means he's in the middle. He's at the center of the universe. He has two Amis to his north, two to his south, two to his east, two to his west. Meaning, V'arba Amis Diyov Le'Rabbanon, Kaman Demivlon Damin, V'kami Yikonis, Alma V'aschu Nilsi. And the reason Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you're within two Amis, it's okay, is because if you're in the middle, so it comes out that your two Amis now overlap with the original Tchum, because you're allowed to walk two Amis, and if it, once it overlaps, so now I can go. Because the minute I have two Tchumen that overlap, I'm good to go. And these were, so you see that there's an idea of Avlas Tchumen. Amalei Rabba Bar Bar Chana La Abaya. So Rabba Chana told Abaya, he said to him, Rabbi Eliezer, come Yisvus Le'lamar, he asked you to kash on Rebbe, right, meaning Rabba, from Rabbi Eliezer. I ask you for Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer's Chiddush. Who is Rabbi Eliezer? I have to do with Talacha, Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Amalei, so he told him, in the Shmir Le'minei Demar, because I heard something else from Rebbe. From Rabba. Ad Kanli, Pligi Rabbanu led Rabbi Eliezer, Elad Varishos, Elad Var Mitzvah, Moedele. That they were always Moedele to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to Dvar Mitzvah. So that means that he holds at this concept as well. If he holds at this concept as well, I think this is something that he should hold of. X. So we'll get back to this in Yetz Hashem and tomorrow's daf. But for now, just one ha'ara, one raid bite, as it relates to the sugi that we've been learning the last few days. And that is this idea that if somebody was forced outside of his tchum, that was the original case of the Mishnah. Misha hoitziyu nachrim, the halach is ein lo yelo dalet amis. He only has dalet amis from the area that he finds himself. There's a fascinating tshuva from Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg. He was the mechaber of Shailas Tshuvis Dvar Yehoshua. So just by way of background, Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg was a Galitzianiyid. He was born at the turn of the 20th century, who later became a Rav in Hungary. He was a Talmud or a Meir Arik. He was a Belzer Chassid. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. After the war, he went to Eretz Yisrael, and he spent the last 25 years of his life as a Rav in Tel Aviv. He wrote six volumes of Tshuvas. Shailos HaTshuvas Dvar Yeshua, hard to find, but worth trying to find. He has Askomis in Fisfar from Tzvi Pesach Frank, from the Chabina Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog. He was a Goyen Oilam. If you look at the Hakdama to Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Yeshua, so the Masader, when he describes the Sefer, so he says, it was Kedugmas HaBeis Yitzchak, the Marsham, the Brzhanarov, Rameir Arik. So you get the gist. Old-fashioned Galitziana Bilpo, a really, really lost art. Either way, in Chelek Aleph of Shailas Tshuvas Dvar Yeshua, Simon Tez Zion, there's a fascinating tshuva that's very, very, very much negeya to the sugis that we learned the last few days. He presents the shaila as follows: Bedvar Hashela Kamoinu Hayoim Shohitziu Aisonu Chutzletchum Nachmas Oynes B'Msilas HaBarzel B'Kroynish Al Behemis. He said there are a lot of Yidden that they find themselves on cattle cars. This tshuva was written in Tafshendal. It was written in 1944. And he said there were a lot of Yidden that were being forced out of their cities. They were being sent to Auschwitz and they were going to concentration camps. He himself was in Budapest when the war broke out. So this is with the Hungarian Jews in the year 1944. He said, what would be the halacha if somebody was forced out of his house or out of his city on Shabbos and now the cattle car is stationed? And this Yid or the Yidden, they need to use the bathroom. So he said, what should they do? So the emes is that we saw this Gemara and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara said if somebody was forced outside the Tchum and now he has to use the bathroom, even though in Loyal Dalet Amos, however, God will cover Abriya. So if he wants, he can go outside of his Dalet Amos, and even though it's something you're not allowed to do, but Tchumen's the Rabbanon, and God will cover Abriya Shadoicha Loisa Se Shabbatayr, Brachas Daf Yotes, and many other places in Shas. So this is something that this person would be allowed to do. But he said that the Shaila that he had, and this is the Tshuva that he was writing, is what would be if there's another Eitzah? What would be if, this is fascinating, by the way, it's Kedai. What would be if there's another Eitzah? What would be if there was an opportunity for the person to use a graph shel rei that's inside the Mesilas HaBarzel, Rachmana Litzlan, that's inside the cattle car, and then take the graph shel rei and throw it outside? I mean, if the person had two options, one option would be to go off the car, walk Dalet Amos. Another option would be to use the facilities in this Grash Soray and then throw it outside. Now, either way, you're going to be over in this at the Rabbanah. If you're going to walk Dalet Amos, so it's going to come out, you went Dalet Amos outside the Yitchum, you're outside the Tchum, in lo yelo Dalet Amos, you just violated the Halach of Dalet Amos. If you're going to use a Grash Soray and then throw it outside, so you're also violating an Isser. What Isser are you violating? The cattle car is a Rishus HaYochid. It's an area that's Muk of Mechitzes. The surrounding area was a Carmelist, Rav Arenberg said. So if that's the case, you're being over the Isser HaYitzah from a Rishus HaYochid to a Carmelist. So this was his question. Either way, you could do it. Because God will cover up Briya Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayra and Maman of Shach, it's an Issa Rabbanah. If it's an Issa Rabbanah and it's a question of covered up Briya, ask your local rabbi. But there is an idea called God will cover up Briya Shadoicha Loisei Shebetayra. This is a principle that was invoked by Gedolius Oilam in famous Chuvas throughout the generations. The Raman, the Noi, the Behuda. We've spoken at many of them here together as a Chabura. But the point is his question was that obviously if you're going to have to do something wrong, you always want to do the lesser of the two evils. So which is the kal hakal? Is the kal hakal from the person to go outside of the Dalet Amos when he's already outside the Tchum? Or is the kal hakal going to be to carry from Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis? So he wrote a truth in Tafshin Dalet. He wrote it L'Chacham Echad, and he started being mefalful together with the Chacham Echad. And it's very clear from the tshuva, we'll see more, the rest of the story, at the end of the tshuva. But it was very clear from his Shakla V'tayr together with this Chacham Echad that there were two tzadim, and they were being mefalful, and they were going back and forth. The tshuva is several pages long. I'll just mention a few highlights, a few ha'aris from this tshuva. His Muschur Rishon, he said, is Yesh Leimer like this. There's a Gemara, in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, the context over there is in Yonah D'Yoyma. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. What would be if somebody doesn't have a shofar? He can get a shofar, however, but in order for him to get a shofar, he would have to violate some sort of Isser. So it's a Mishnah. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavir in Olav Esa Tchum. The Halach is not allowed to go outside the Tchum to get a shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah. Ve'ein Mefakch in Olav Esa Gal. You're not allowed to take rubble and remove it to uncover a shofar. Loi oilam be Elon, you're not allowed to climb on a tree. Veloi roichman al gabi behema, you're not allowed to ride on a behema, etc., etc. Meaning, you're not allowed to do an isser in order to get a shofar. Freit the Gemara kasha, I don't understand. The Mishnah said shofar shorosh Hashanah ein mavir in olav esatchum, ve'ein mefakch in olav esagal. And then afterwards it said you also can't go on a tree, you can't ride on a behema. Freit the Gemara loi oilam be Elon veroichman al gabi behema, hash the rabbanon amrit loi. If you're telling me that you can't be mavir the tchum, which is the rabbanon, and it can't be mefakeach agal, which is a derabanan, it's a muktzup issue. You can't be over an issa derabanan to get a shofar. So avadi, you can't go on a tree. Avadi, you can't be roichiv al gabi behemo. Because hash to derabanan amrit loy. If you're telling me that you can't violate an issa derabanan deiraisa mibaya, is there a havamin that you'd be able to violate an issa deiraisa? Of course, if you can't violate an issa derabanan, certainly you can't violate an issa deiraisa. And the Gemara says, zuve ein tzarech loy mezu ketani ayin shah. Rashi over there says, I don't understand Pashu Pshan in this Gemara. The Gemara seems to be saying that to go outside the Tchum is an Issa D'Rabbanan. To be in Fakeach HaSagal is an Issa D'Rabbanan. But to climb on a tree and to ride on a behemah is an Issa D'Rabbanan. Is that an Issa D'Raisa? Of course it's not. But in Reivchen, Al Gabi Behemah is an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a Gzeiro Shema Yachtich Zmeira. To go on top of a tree is also a D'Rabbanan. Gzeiro Shema Yachtich Zmeira. So Frank Rashi, I don't understand. Hash to the Rabbanan, I'm a loy, they rice me. These are not their rices. These are also the Rabbanans. So Rashi says, Venir be'enai de legar sinala. I think that this is the wrong Gerson in the Gemara. There must have been a different Gerson in the Gemara. I don't know what to do with this line. But Rashi says that to be miyash of the Gerson, meaning if you feel that this is a real Gerson, meaning I don't think it's a real Gerson. But if you think it's a real Gerson, Zak Rashi, Pshad is probably like this. There's a difference fundamentally between going outside of the Tchum, Bibin Fakech Sagal, and climbing on a tree and riding on a behemoth. The Issa Tchumen has nothing to do with an Issa Deiraisa. The Rabbanon said, Al Yetzi Yesh Mim Koyme. If we pass in Tchumen's the Rabbanon, has nothing to do with a Deiraisa. Eime Fachin Olav Asagal. Is an Issa Mukta. Has nothing to do with an Issa Deiraisa. Loi Oilun Be'ilam Loi Reichon Al Gabi Behema. That has a lot to do with an Issa Deiraisa. You know why? Because it's Asim Deiraisa to be Yachtich Smeira. So if Chazal said, Ein Reichon Al Gabi Behema Loyon Al Gabi Ilon, Shem Yachtich Smeira, this is not just a regular Rabbanon. This is a Rabbanon where the Rabbanon will were worried that you may go ahead and you may violate a Dairaisa. Or the Rabbana were worried that you may violate a Dairaisa, and that the Gemara calls a Dairaisa. And the Gemara says, Hash to the Rabbana, Amr Loi Dairaisa Mi Baile. So Rav Arenberg said in 1944, he said, it's Pasha to me in this Gemara, you see, that a Rabbana that comes Atu a Dairaisa is more chamer than a regular Rabbana. Parenthetically, he says, what's the Pshat? He said, what would be the Pshat? What would be the svar in it? So he shtelsu avart that he heard from the Rishon Rebbe, avart that we've spoken at in the daf. He said that the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos daf Yud Beis Amid Beis. I mean, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. The Mishnah said, "Lo yikru lo ira ner." It's one of the Yudches Dvarim. Why? Because Eir Shemayat. I'm Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, "Ani ekru v'layat. I have nothing to worry about." Chazal were worried. Shemayat. What? I'm going to sit Friday night and I'm chalila. I'm going to be mechal Shabbos. Pam achad. Once upon a time, Kara, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was learning. Upikesh lahatos, and he wanted to be mato. Amari commented. He said, "Kami gedolim divrei chachamim." He says, "You see the power of divrei chachamim." Shayu oimer lo yikru lo ira ner. You see, they were right and I was wrong. The Gemara says, from Nasan Oimer, no, I have a different version of the story. Kara Vihita. Rabbi Shmuel didn't almost do it, he actually did it. The cause of Alpin Kasa, and he wrote on his ledger, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha, Karisi Vahatisi. I was learning and I was Nichshol. When the Beis Hamikdash is going to be built, Avichat Hashmeinu. So the original Rebbe said, that what was Rabbi Shmuel's comment? What did he say? He said, "Kame gedolim divrei chachamim." He said, "What did he mean? Kame gedolim divrei chachamim." This was like a whole musar shmuz. What's the kame? Yeah, he said, "Ani ekiv loyata and b'shaygig." Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was mechal Shabbos. Taisus different places ask, "Hashtu behemtin shal tzadikim? Why didn't Hashem protect him?" Good, do we shine him deal with that? But what's this musar of kame gedolim divrei chachamim? So he shtaltzu. The Gemara Masechtis Yevamos. This Gemara is of course of Daf Yomi Fein. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Pam Achas Ha'isi Mahalach B'Sfina. I was once on a boat. V'ra'isi Sfina Achas Shenishbara. And I saw a boat that was broken. V'ra'isi Mitztara Talmud Chacham Shabbat. And I knew there was a Talmud Chacham on that boat. And who was the Talmud Chacham? Rabbi Akiva. And I knew that it meant that Rabbi Akiva was going to drown. K'shalisi La'yabasha. When I came to dry land, Bavi Yashav Don Lefan about Lacha. Rabbi Akiva came to me, started talking to me and learning. Amarti, like, right, this is like the Dafin we had the last few days. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Akiva on a boat. He said, "Bnei mi halcha." He said, "Who's the one who?" Maybe it's the same story. He said, "How did this all happen?" Amali. He said, "He told him Dav Shel Sfina Nizdamenli." He said, "I found the Dav Shel Zmina that called Gal Vegal Shabalai. Every time a wave came in my direction, Ninati Leiroshay." He said, "I was able to maneuver the waves." This was the drasha that Rameh Shapiro gave when he introduced Daf Yomi the first time. The koyach of a Dav Shel Sfina Nizdamenli. The called Gal Vegal Shabalai. Mikan Amru Chachamim. Said Chachamru. Amarti by Seshas Rav Gamliel. Said at that time, Kami Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. I see how smart the Chachamim were. Because Chachamim said that Mayim She'en Lam Soif, the halach is muteris. But Mayim She'en Lam Soif Asura, Aisha Shaholach Baila Lemdina Sayon. And the last time this man was seen was floating somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean, struggling to stay alive. The halach is this woman remains an aguna. She's not allowed to get married. Chazal say, Mayim She'en Lam Soif Ishtay Asura. So Rabbi Gamliel said, I never understood it. And now I understand it. Kama Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. Because you see that it happened. He's Rabbi Akiva. The Daf Shel Sfina was Nizdam Miloi. The Chogal Vagal Shabal. I Ninati Lei Roishoi. And he was able to make it alive. But the Rishon Rebbe said, that I'll tell you Pshat in the Gemara, the Oimik. Really, a man that's drowning in the Atlantic Ocean has no business making it out alive. And really, this poshit that Rabbi Akiva should have drowned. But Kam Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. Once the Chachamim said that this is, that the halach is that Misha Halach Bailo Lemdina Sayah, and he was seen drowning in Mayim Shein Lam Soif. The halach is Ishtay Asura. Why? Because we're concerned that he might be alive. It created a Metzias. And the Metzias is that the man might be alive. So Kamek Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, that's cool for why it was able to happen. Not Kamek Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, that they were prophetic, that they had a crystal ball. They knew more than the scientists knew. No, Kamek Gedolim Divrei Chachamim, the Chachamim have an ability to be Kaveh Metzias. And when they said Misha Halach Bailo Lemdina Sayah, Mayim Shein Lam Soif Asura created a Metzias, and that's why Rabbi Kiva was able to, maybe that's why Rabbi Kiva was able to make it out alive. So the reason the Rebbe said that the truth is for Rabbi Shmuel to be Karav Yehita has no pshat. How could Rabbi Shmuel be Karav Yehita, the great Rabbi Shmuel? But he's at Vashtan and Kami Gedolim Divrei Chachamim. That once the Chachamim said, Lo Yikra Lo Oira Ner Shemayata, it created a Metzias of Shemayata. And even Rabbi Shmuel was Nichshol in this Metzias of Shemayata. So Rav Arenberg said, he said, maybe that's the pshat in this Rashi. Maybe the pshat is that when Chazal said, Lo Oilim Be'ilon, and Ve'in Roichven Al Gabi Behemo, Gzeir Shemayachtach Zmoira, now that Chazal said, Gzeir Shemayachtach Zmoira, it's not such a far-fetched Gzeir anymore. Right? Shemi Yavi Renu Dal Rabbis Pshus Arabim. Isn't it a Milsa Dal Shchicha? Maybe this is a new teretz. Once Chazal said Shemi Yavi Renu Dal Rabbis Pshus Arabim. The question is why Chazal say it. But there's a Metzias. There's a Metzias of Shemi Yate. There's a Metzias of Shemi Yachtach Zmoiru. It's more than just a Chash Ba'amu. Now you're ready chaplain Zich with a Deiraisa of Kamu Gedoylam Divri Chachom. We have to be really afraid that this is going to happen. So he said his Moschur Rishon is that there is a Tchumen. Dalet Amis, that's an Issa Rabbanon. That's not related to a Deiraisa. Why are you not allowed to carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis? It's exactly, you may carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Arabim. Meaning it's related to a Shema. It's related to a Gezerah. Or if it's related to a Gezerah, maybe it's more Chomer. That's a Mefurish Gemara. That's this Rashi. Rashi doesn't love the Gersa, but this isn't that Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Hashid Rabbanon, Amid Loy, Deiraisa, Mibaya. You see that any Rabbanon that's there ought to a Deiraisa is more Chomer. So if it's more Chomer in the spirit of do the Issa Tchumen, go outside your Dalet Amis. Rather than take this item, the Graf Sharei, and throw it into the Rishus Hayachid, throw it into the Carmelis. But he said, it's Pasha that there's a Chilek. He said, what's the Chilek? In Reich van Agabi Behemoth, there's a concern that while you're riding on the Behemoth, you're going to want to hit your donkey. So you're going to take a branch so you can give it a frask. So there's a clear and present danger that you may need this Zmeira right now. And for your Zmeira that you need this minute, you may do it. The Isser that a person can't carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis, we may carry from a Rishus Hayachid to a Rishus Harabim. That's not Gzeira Shemayata. There's no concern it's going to happen right now. You're going to do this today. You may do that tomorrow. He doesn't know if Al Zen Nemar, all this raid, and Al Zen Nemar, you could shtel to the Vray from the Rishana, and on this, you could shtel to the Rashi, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. So he says, L'chayra, it's not a Tzusha. So he says, if that's the case, then my svar is, I think, maybe Fakert. Because then, if you're going to weigh Issa Tchumen relative to the Isser carrying from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis, maybe you can argue Issa Tchumen is more Chomer. Why? Because Issa Tchumen has an Asmachta. As opposed to the Isser Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis doesn't have an Asmachta. Being that one has an Asmachta and the other one doesn't have an Asmachta, he brings the Ritva that we mentioned last week in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayinim and Aleph. That any Rabbana that has an Asmachta is if the Torah is telling you that you don't have to do it, but it would be very nice if you did it. And if that's the case, that's what you should do. So Yesh Loimar, that Chumin has a din of a Durabbanon that has an Asmachta, like the Prima Gadim and the Psicha Kailalas, right? So all that ray, that being that it has an Asmachta, so that would be more Chomer. So what would be that Kalakal? It'd be more Kal to carry from Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis rather than going more than Dalet Amis outside the Tchum. And then he says another Svara. He says, Yesh La'ayin, why are you not allowed to carry from Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis? It's a Durabbanon. Why the Durabbanon institute this? Oh, because you may carry from Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Harabim. So he says, Toisvus Soktoch in Shabbos, Daf Samech Dalet Amid Beis, that there's no Rishus Harabims nowadays. So he says, if there's no Rishus Harabims nowadays, the whole time of carrying from a Rishus Hayachid to a Kam is not really negayah today. He says, you know why it's not really negayah today? He said, because today the whole underlying chashash is not really negayah. What's the whole underlying chashash that you may carry to a Rishus Harabim? We don't have a Rishus Harabim. Issa Tchumen has nothing to do with Rishus Harabim. So if Issa Tchumen has nothing to do with Rishus Harabim, so Issa Tchumen is a timeless, it's an ageless Issa Rabbanan. As opposed to Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis. Yeah, once upon a time with the Rishus Harabims, it wasn't an issue. But just like you can make a Reuven in big cities today under the premise maybe that there's no Rishus Harabims, right? The time of the Beis Ephraim. So Lechur, if there's no Rishus Harabims nowadays, so what's the problem about a Carmelis? So you're right, the Chamu were Kaveh a Carmelis. No one's going to Machavek a Carmelis. But we're splitting hears now. We're trying to figure out what's the Kalakal. Is the Kalakal going more than Dalet Amis outside the Tchum, or is the Kalakal Rishus Hayachid the Carmelis? Shloimar, that if the Isser Rishus Hayachid the Carmelis is based, it's based on a chashash that you may carry to Rishus Harabim, and we don't have a Rishus Harabim as man as a, so based on that, you can argue that maybe that would be more chamer. Then he said another svara. He said, what would be if the person is going to be oisit tzrachov inside the cattle car, and then he's going to have the graf shorei? What's he going to do with the graf shorei? He's going to throw it into a Carmelis. L'chura, it involves another Isser Rabbana, muktzah. Graf Shorei is Muksa. And even though you're allowed to be metal to Graf Shorei, because of God will cover that bridge, but there's also a loch of Enois and Graf Shorei, like Hatchiva. It's not something you're supposed to run to do. And the reason is because at the end of the day, it's a B'dievet. So if you're going to go more than Dalet Amis outside the Tchum, so then you're only dealing with one Derabbanan. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to make a Graf Shorei and then throw it into a Carmelis, you're dealing with two Derabbanans. You're dealing with the Derabbanan of mukta, and you're dealing with the derabbanon of carrying from Rosh Hashayachat to a carnalis. So again, in the spirit of akala kala, we think it'd be better to go outside of the Dalai Ramas. Either way, those are four of several ha'aris and pilpul that Rav Arenberg wrote in this tshuva. But he said, after everything, avul kol zeh amina, I hold, he told the shoyl, this yid that he was being mafalful with. He said, after all this, I'm going to tell you what I really think. I think as follows. I think it's poshit that the right thing to do is to carry from the Rishus HaYachid to the Carmelis and not to go outside the Dalai Lamas. He said, why? He said, because these cattle cars that stopped on Shabbos, they went Yoysim Yud Beis Mil. It's poshit, right? They went more than several parsois. They went Yoysim Yud Beis Mil. When you Yoysim Yud Beis Mil, there are many shittas, the Rambam and the Rif, most notably, that hold that Tchumen is not an Issa de Rabbanon anymore. Now Tchumen is an Issa de Raisa. So he said, Yesh Lachkar. He said, if a person finds us, a Festa Chakira, finds himself outside of the Tchum on Shabbos, Misha Hitziyu Nachrim, he's outside the Tchum. You hold Tchum in the Raisa, or even if you hold Tchum in the Rabbanon, you're outside of Yud Beis Mil. So what's the Halacha? Ein lo yala Dalai Ramas. You're not allowed to walk more than Dalai Ramas. That is to walk more than Dalai Ramas. Is that an Issa Deiraisa or is that an Issa Derabbanan? What is that Issa going to be? Is that an Issa Deiraisa or is that an Issa Derabbanan? If Tchumen's Deiraisa and Ein Lo Yalo Dalai Ramas, so you can argue it's an Issa Deiraisa, right? But L'chair Muschur Rishon is that it's an Issa Derabbanan. Why? Because what's the Issa Tchumen? Al Yetze Yishmen Koimoy. You're not allowed to leave your makim. You left your makim. Whether you did it b'mezid, whether you did it b'oynis, whether you did it b'rotzen, whether you did it b'shoigig. L'maitze, you left your makim. Once you left your makim, you can't leave it again. So now there's a new din of Dalai Ramas. Is that din Dalai Ramas a din Deiraisa? Or is that din Dalai Ramas a din Derabbanan? The Ashkofa Rishoyna would be that it should be a din Derabbanan. But he brings that the Michas Chinuch, a mitzvah chav Dalai, clears the Shaila. And the Michas Chinuch is Meichiach from Rishoyna, that it's actually a Nisa Deiraisa, it's not a Nisa Derabbanan. He brings one Raya. He brings one Raya from a Rashi, Mesechtes Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. The Gemara said that if somebody finds himself outside the Tchum, so what's the halacha? The halacha is he needs to go to the bathroom. It's fine. Hutzrach lina kavav. God will cover our brias. Shadoicha loisa se shebatayra. Zog Rashi. Why? How does that work? You could just be doicha loisa shebatayra. Zog Rashi, because tchumen is only a dirabana. Freak Rav Arenberg, why Rashi need tchumen's dirabanan? Even if tchumen's deraisa. He's outside the tchum already. That's the case. You're outside the tchum. The Issa Dalai Ramas is anyways an Issa Derabbana. The teretz, as you see from Rashi, that had tchumen bin deraisa, then the Issa to walk Dalai Ramas outside the tchum would also be an Issa deraisa. The point is that if it could be that the Issa to walk Dalai Ramas from where you already are outside the tchum, when tchumen is deraisa, is an Issa deraisa. It's the Michas Chinuch Schakira, and there's definitely tzadim, Rashi and Erevim and Malav on the base, he brings some other Rishonim as well, there's definitely tzadim to say that it would be an Issa deraisa. So he said, if that's the case, it's poshut to me. He said, there's no shayla in the world that this is what you have to do. He says, l'achar kola pilpul, l'achar kola iyun. He says, I think it's poshut that that's the bottom line. Why? Because the carry from the cattle car to outside, to carry from Rosh Hashayachat to a Carmelis is an Issa Derabbanan. Even the Issa Mukta of Graf Sharei is an Issa Derabbanan. But assuming this car had already traveled Yoysim Yud Beis Mil, Yoysim Yud Beis Mil, like the Ramam and the Rif, Tchumen is Deraisa. And there's a stark tzad to say that the Issa to walk Dalai Ramos when you're outside of a Tchum, when Tchumen is Deraisa, is Oichatan Issa Deraisa. So das is Hashayluchin HaDeraisa, das is Hashayluchin HaDerabbanan. So this was his psak. His psak halacha was better Graf Sharei, not to be Simech on the Gemara and Erev and Daf and Malaf on the days, not to go with that Lush and Pasha, that's the Gemara. No, the other tzad would actually be the better tzad. Either way, this is in Shailos HaTshuva, Dvar Yeshua. It's Chelek Aleph, it's Simen Tazayin. Now the Tshuva was written L'chacham Echad Shlita. That's who the Tshuva was written. But on the bottom of the Tshuva, there's a little footnote, very, very fine print. There's one footnote, and he writes like this. He says, this Shaila that happened was a real-life Shaila. This is a real-life Shaila. He said, it happened with me. I was on this train. He said, it was a train that left Budapest, and it was on its way to Bergen-Belsen. So we left on Shabbos, and on Shabbos, the train stopped, and we were able to get off the train to go use the facilities. And he said, I was sitting next to a Chacham Echad. You know what the Chacham Echad was? It was the Heligit Satmar Rav. It was the Divrei Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Teitelbaum. This was on the famous Kastner train. They were together. They were from the 1,600 Jews that were saved by Rudolf Kastner that went from Budapest Derech Bergen-Belsen, eventually in Switzerland, which is, of course, the way the Satmarov survived. And Rabbi Yeshua Arenberg was sitting next to the Divrei Yoel. And they left. This was on the first Shabbos. And he said they sat down. They didn't know what to do. The Olam was able to get off the train. They were told they can use the bathroom. And the Divrei Yoel went, the Satmarov went to Rabbi Arenberg. And he said, Vos Halterov. He says, I'm not so sure this is where you... He was the Shoyal. And this was the Shaklevatai. If you go through the Tshuva, he keeps on referring to him as Kvoit Kedushas. I probably didn't know who it was. I didn't know who it was. Truth is, in this footnote on the bottom, it doesn't say that it was the Satmarov. But if you look in the Hakdama to the Sefer, they bring the rest of the story. It was the Hail of the Satmarov. That's who it was. And they were sitting together and they were being mafalful and learning. You know, I looked it up. The Kastner train left Budapest on June 30th, 1944. June 30th, 1944 was Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. That's when it was. Dog Zera Deiraisa. But they didn't leave Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas. They left at 23 o'clock. They left Friday night. They left on Shabbos. That's when the Kastner train was a train. It was 35 cattle cars. And that's when it left. It's documented. It left at 23. It left on Friday night. You know when this tshuva was written? It was written Aleph Balok Tav Shin Dalet. This exchange happened between Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg and the Satmarov literally the day they had left. This was the first day of the Hatzalah, which eventually would be the Hatzalah. But I mean, they were going to Bergen-Belsen. And this is what they sat down. And they were told they can get off the train to go use the bath. And they were mesupik. And they started being mafalful. And I was thinking, it was eerie to me. I mean, we just learned the Gemara in yesterday's daf. The Gemara in daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where there was a Maisa Shahaya with Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua, where they were on a boat. And then the boat arrived and there was a whole suffix where they went outside the Tchum. Are they allowed to walk? Are they not allowed to walk? Are they allowed to walk around? And the Gemara said that Rabbi Yeshua had a nephew. His name was Chananya. And Chananya had a little bit inside information what went on. And he told the Chevra, he said, Kol Oisei Ayoim, Yashvu V'donu B'dvar Halacha. They sat together. They sat. Rabbi Yeshua wasn't moving. Rabbi Kiva said, I'm not moving. I hold you not let him walk outside your Dalai Lama. Rabbi Gamliel Blasman Azari said, no, we could go. And Kol Oisei Ayoim, Yashvu V'donu B'dvar Halacha. They sat and they were handling the Shaila. They were forced outside the Tchum. And could we walk around the boat or could we not walk around the boat? This was Mamet. This is exactly what happened. This happened in 1944, not with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yeshua, but it happened with two Ga'ayne Yoilam, the Divrei Yoel, the Helig HaSatmerav, and the Dvar Yehoshua, Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg. And literally they were Yashvu Vidonu B'Dvar Halacha, Kolose Ayoyim. And I was thinking that you see more than that. I mean, if you had a picture, if you had to imagine, like, what's like the worst imaginable sight that this world has to offer? You think of the cattle cars, Rahmanul Islam. People that are bunched together on the way to Bergen-Belsen. They're on the way to a concentration camp. And what went on these cattle cars? We don't know. I mean, you hear stories, you read documentaries, but we don't really know. But this is what two tzaddikim were doing. They were sitting and they were being mafalful and they were humbling, what's the machil and oisei akal akal? And they were talking about toises mesach de Shabbos, daf samach dalet on the base, if there is a rishos harabim bizman hazeh, or if there's no rishos harabim bizman. And a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis Lamed Beis, where Kamei Gedolim Ma'isecham. It's unbelievable. He writes from Arenberg that after the war he sat down and he went through the Inyan again and he had different machshavas in terms of how to tackle the Shiloh. But he said that I did the chavivale. He said being that I had a chavivas for this tshuva that I wrote at the time where I was so weak. And I was so shvach, and it was Torah Shalom Madi Tibach, I'm going to write the tshuva that I wrote that. And then in parentheses, he has a few esophas based on what was Neschadish, but he says he's not throwing away this tshuva. This is the tshuva that he's printing in his sefer. But either way, this is a tshuva that screams, Lulei Seiroscha Shashuai Ozavadi Tibani. And it's amazing. Two good Oyna Yoilam, they're sitting on the car, and they're being mefalf from some of the most geschmacked Torah in the world. Svar is a machil and oisya, a smachta versus a gzera, met Arashi, and Dafshal Sfina and Nizdamenli. But either way, this is a little bit of the rest of the story.